What does that mean? Reb Lezer Voimer, Ovi Mamish. She cries now like you have the Sifas Toya, you captured her. The Jew took her away from her parents. So she's allowed to cry now for 30 days about her father. Ima Ima Mamish, she cries about her mother. She lost her mother. Reb Akiva Voimer now, Ovi Ovi Yemel Zu Avodes Kechovim. We'll let her cry about the Avodah Zorah. Techeinu Voimer, Oimrim Liyetz Ovi Yato. She said, you say to the eighth, the Avodah Zorah, you're your father. So you mean we let her cry now for 30 days that she's leaving her Avodah Zorah. Yerach Yomim, what does it mean a month? Yerach Shleshim Yomim, it means 30 days. For 30 days she sits there and cries. We have a Shem Ben Elazar Vayim, Tishim Yomim, no, 90 days. Yerach means Shleshim Yomim. Shleshim. It says what? Yerach? Yerach Yomim. So, Yerach is Shleshim. Yomim is Shleshim. The Yachakach Shleshim. The Yachrechain, it says, the Yerach Yom Achrechain. So Yerach means 30, Yomim is 30, Nachrechain means 30. Together means she has to sit there first for 90 days. Revinu Rama Yerach Shleshim. Yomim Shleshim. Yachrechain, Kihani. Then another 60. So together it's 120. Sakasha, why do you say only 30 days?
What's this Kasha here? Yes, what is this one?
This is Ravina's asking the Kasha to Reb Shimon Elazar. Ravina asked the Maskal Ravina. Ravina's asking the Kasha back to him. Eima, let's let this. Maybe Yerech means Shleshim. True. Yama means again Shleshim. But Yacha Kain, Kihani. Maybe not just another 30, but maybe it means like this, another 60. Together should be 120. Versus Kasha. It's like a Kasha on the Shimon Elazar. How come he only says 90? Maybe the first two means 30, and the Achrechei means another 60 days. So together should mean she has to wait 120. This is the Gemara blies by a Kasha. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Memches on the base on the top of Tana Rabbonin. With 5, 10, 8 lines down. Tana Rabbonin. Mekaymin Avodim Shein Amalin. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. If you have an Eved Kenani, even after you made him an Eved, if he doesn't want to make a Mila, you can still hold on to him. But it's not a Choyv, you have to give him a Bris Mila. Even if he doesn't want to make a Bris Mila, still you're allowed to hold on to him. Rabbi Akiva Roima Ein Mekayomim. No, you're not allowed to hold on to him. If you bought an Eved Kenani, you bought a goy of another goy, you bought an Eved Kenani, so if the goy, the Eved is mekabel to make a mila, in other words, to make a geiris like, to become an Eved Kenani, to mekayim mitzvah like an isha, it's good. If the Eved does not want to have a mila, then you're not allowed to hold on to him. You have to sell him back again to another goy. Omar le Rebbe Yishmael, so Yishmael says like this, Hare Yewayim, the apostle says like this, V'yinofesh, the pasuk says, "V'yinofesh ben amoscha," that you should free ben amoscha. Mashma is a ben is an eved kenani. Now, so mashma what ben amoscha we're going now? It's an eved that does not have a mila. Mashma you could hold on to him. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva answered back and said, "No." Amalei Rabbi Kiva said, "B'lekeach eved ben ashmoshes." The pasuk is talking about where you bought an eved kenani right before Shabbos, v'loy hispik lemoiloi, and you did not have enough time to make a bris mila before Shabbos. Hakosu medaber. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So therefore, you're allowed to watch him over Shabbos, even though he doesn't have a bris mila. But then, achnami, as soon as it's after Shabbos, you could only keep him if he has a bris mila. If he doesn't make a bris mila according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not allowed to keep an eved kenani. But the Yisrael dashens from this pasuk, no. V'yinofesh ben amoscha means even if you have an eved kenani that does not have mila, still v'yinofesh, you have to let him rest on Shabbos. That's what this pasuk is saying. That you have to let him rest on Shabbos. So it says like this. Dekula yalma, everybody holds miyos, v'yinofesh ben amoscha, the eved oral ksiv. This pasuk is telling us the chiddush. That if you have an eved kenani, even though he's an oral, he did not have a bris mila yet, still, as an Indian, you have to make sure he rests on Shabbos. You're not let him make him work on Shabbos. That's this pasuk v'yinofesh ben amoscha. That the ben amoscha, Rebbe Kanani, has to rest on Shabbos also, even though he does not have the mila yet. Now, how do we know this? My mashma, how do we know this? The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says v'yinofesh ben amoscha. You have to let your eved rest on Shabbos. So be eved oral akosim medaber. The pasuk is telling you chiddush. Even though you have an eved kenani that did not have a bris milah yet, he's an oral. Still, he has to rest on Shabbos. Is that toime be eved oral? You telling me that the pasuk is talking about an eved that's an oral? Or yena maybe not del be eved mo. Maybe the pasuk is talking about a regular eved kenani that had a bris milah ready. That's what we're talking about. So Gemara says no. Kishuayim, there's another pasuk. When the pasuk says in Devarim, Leman Yanuach Avdecha V'Yamoscha is Kamoicha, that your Eved and your Amo has to rest on Shabbos like you. So that pasuk Harei Eved Mol Omer. That pasuk is talking about an Eved Kenani that has a bris milah ready. So we have a pasuk already that an Eved Kenani has the chiyuv to rest on Shabbos. If so, Ma'ani Makayim V'Yinofesh Ben Amoscha. What do we do with our pasuk over here? V'yinofesh ben amoscha, that this eved should rest. What type of an eved is the Torah talking about over here? Be eved oral. The pasuk is talking about you have an eved kenani that did not have a bris milah yet. Now the pasuk says v'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hagir. It also says v'hagir. So Gemara says zeh ger toshev. We're talking about a ger toshev. A ger toshev, Rashi says, means shekibul olav sheloy lav rabonis kechovim. That's all. It's a ger that he didn't make a real gerus. He's not a real Jew. He was only mekabel, accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah. But v'yoichel nevelus, still he does averus. He eats nevelus. V'ziru akosav al Shabbos. The Torah tells you now this type of an eved, this type of a ger that wants to be mekabel not to worship avodah zarah has to watch Shabbos. Why? To mechalal es haShabbos koyved avodah kechavim. Because if you mechalal Shabbos, it's like you worship avodah zarah. And since this ger accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah, therefore he has to rest on Shabbos. That's the chiddush for hager. Even a ger toshev has to rest. So Gemara says, "Toime zeh ger toshev." You're telling me this pasuk is talking about a ger toshev? Or yainoi, maybe not el ger tzedek. Maybe it's only talking about a ger tzedek, a regular ger that he has to rest on Shabbos. So Gemara says, "No, that we know from another pasuk." When the pasuk says v'gercho asher b'sharecho, a ger that lives with you, he has to rest on Shabbos. Is our ger tzedek omar? This pasuk v'gercho means a ger tzedek, a regular ger, a ger that was makabel mitzvahs, having mila tefila, such a good ger, he pshita has to watch Shabbos. If so, ha'mani makayim. What do we do with our pasuk v'yinofesh ben amoscha v'hager? What's the Vahagir here? Zer Ger Toshev teaches, even though he's not a good Ger, he didn't have a Mila and a Kabbalah Samitzvah. He only accepts upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. Still, he has this halacha of Yinofish. The Omer of Yeshua Ben Levi, Yeshua Ben Levi says like this, Halakeyach Eved Minoevi Kechovim. If somebody buys an Eved Kenani, off another guy, you buy an Eved off a guy. For Leirot Salamul, and the Eved now, when you bought him, he does not want to have a bris milah. In other words, he does not want to accept upon himself to be like an Isha, to have mitzvahs like an Isha. He's not mekabel the din of an Eved Kenani. So the din is, megagdel imoy ad yud beis chodesh. Megagdel, you'll have to work with him. You'll have to handle with him. Or it's talk to him for 1 year, try and convince him to have a bris milah. Loimol, let's say after the year he still says no, nothing doing. I don't want to break and make a bris milah. Is choizer umoichul yod gachovim. You have to go and sell him to a guy. You can't hold on to him. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha. That for 1 year you could hold on to him and not more. Amru rabbanin karmet rapapa. So the rabbanin said this over Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha in front of rapapa. So he said, come on, who does he go like? Lechura the like Rabbi Kiva. He's not going like Rabbi Kiva shita. Dear Rabbi Kiva, because if he was like Rabbi Kiva, Ha'amar, we had before, Rabbi Kiva says, Ein mekayomim, you can't keep a ger, Eved Kenani, that does not make a bris meal, you cannot keep him at all. And here, Yeshua ben Levi says, you can hold on to him for a complete year. So, of course, not like Rabbi Kiva. Mara says, no. Ha'amalu, Rav Pop, answered back, Afilo teimu Rabbi Kiva. Even if you want to tell me, Yeshua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Kiva. Hani mili hecha deloy poska le musayu. When do we say you can't hold on to him at all? That's where, like, Loipostel Messiah means, like, you're not giving up hope of asking him. Like, you accepted that he's not going to make the Bris Milah, then you can't have him anymore. That's the difference. But when he made up his mind and you agreed that he's not going to make a Bris Milah, then you can't hold him at all. Our Gemara is talking about this. Yud Beis Chodesh means that you still have hope that maybe you will make a Bris Milah. So calls the mind, you're talking it into him to try to convince him to make a Bris Milah. You're allowed to hold on to him one complete year. Yeah, the Kiva is talking about where you stop convincing him, where you agree like he's not going to have a Bris Milah, then you're not allowed to hold on to him. Then you also have to get rid of him right away. Rashi says, "Hani milu b'yein mekayomim heichad loipostel masayu tlekibu meyelom lesgayer." Well, Rashi is a little bit different. He says, "Heichad loipostel masay." Rashi says, "Shloikibu meyelom lesgayer v'loipostek migiusay." If the guy never said he would become a ger, he says he always wants to stay a guy, then you're not allowed to hold on to him. You have to get rid of him right away. Havel Heichad loipostel masayu means, when you first bought this Eved, he said at the time he will become a Jew. He will make a Milah. Then this spiesless guy, he accepted upon himself to become a Ger. But what happened was, afterwards, after you bought him, then he changed his mind and said, no, nothing doing, I don't want to become a Jew. So in such a case, the law is megalgalin. You're allowed to work with him for 1 year, maybe he'll change his mind if he's rats and don't want to. That's one shot. So there's no Steve Reuben quote to Rabbi Kiva. That if he first accepted upon himself, and now you're trying to talk it into him, that's good. For 1 year, you have a right to work with him. Omar Rav Kana said, I'm recently Shmaita Kaim with Razvid, Min Adoy. I said over this halacha in front of Razvid from Nadoy. Omar, he said like this, Ihoch, if he really goes like Rabbi Kiva, Ihoch, Kiyom, Malay Rabbi Kiva, Bulakech, Avid Ben Ashmoshes. When Rabbi Shmuel first asked the Kasha to Rabbi Kiva, what do you do with this pasuk v'yinofesh ben amoscha? Mashma, there's an inya that you could have a nevet kenani without a mila. He asked the rest. That was the Kasha to Rabbi Kiva. So what did Rabbi Kiva answer back? We're talking about you bought the Eved right before Shabbos. You didn't have enough time to give him a bris mila. Kenani, right after Shabbos, you will give him a bris mila. That's the way Rabbi Kiva learned from the pasuk. So Gemara asks, if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon Levi, lishnalei, let him answer back what we just said. Did you grab an Eved that does not have a Bris Milah? Because at the beginning he said he would, then he changed his mind, so you have one whole year to try and convince him. So if you have a pasuk that says you have to make your Eved rest, mashma, you're allowed to hold him. Let's say it's talking about this case. So Gemara answers, that's not a kasha. Ha'chodah metrei time to come, edachanami. Rabbi Kiva could have answered that. He said one of two pshatim. Either we're talking about when the pasuk says you could have an Eved without a Milah, that you bought the Eved right before Shabbos, he did not have enough time to make a Bris Milah, or else he couldn't answer like Yom Shuvah Levi. We're talking about a case where first the Eved said he would, then he changed his mind, so for one complete year you have a right to work with him. Sholach Rovin Mishmei the Rabbi Loi, the Chor Rabbi Sai, that Omri Li, they said over Mishmei, they said over in his name like this, that Ezel Eved Oro, Shemutah LeKayomai, where's the case that you could have an Eved that doesn't have a Bris Milah, that you are allowed to keep him? Where's the case? Zeh Shalokha Rabbi Al Menash LeLamoyloi, that if the Odin bought him, when the Jew first bought this Eved, he made up a Tanai with the Eved like that this Eved is not going to be Mekabel Geiris, he'll never become a Jew, then you're allowed to hold on to him. It's a different type of an Eved. That's an Eved that you made up Metchila, never to become a Jew, that's okay. So Mora says, Amru Rabban and Kaim with Rapapa, they said this over in front of Rapapa, is Kaman, who is he saying like? So Mora says, the Loik Rabbi Kiva, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, Omar, Ein Mekayamim. Rabbi Kiva says, period, you can never hold on to an Eved that doesn't have a Bris Milah. And there it's mashma that at the beginning when you first bought the Eved, if you made it tonight then, he told you, he'll never become a Ger, you're allowed to keep him. And the Chur of Kiva says, you're not allowed to keep him. So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Papa, Papa said back, no, Even if you want to say that it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Hani mili, when does Rabbi Kiva say you can't hold on to an Eved Kenani if he doesn't have a mila? Hecha de loyasna badai. Where you did not make this tonight, this condition when you first bought him. When you first bought him, he was supposed to become a ger. That lady says, no, you're not allowed to hold on to him, you have to get rid of him. Abul hecha de yasni. But maybe in a case where when you first bought this Eved Kenani, he made a condition, he made it tonight, he told you clearly that he's not going to become a ger, he doesn't want to become a Jew. Maybe in such a case, Echanami Yasni, you're allowed to hold on to him. Since he made it tonight, maybe that's good. Omer Rav Kana, so Rav Kana said that Amrisa L'Shmaita Kaimad Rav Zvid, Minadoi, we sent over this Kiddush to Rav Zvid Minadoi. The Yomala, he answered back to us. He hochi, if that's true, that Rabbi Kiva agrees, ki komule Rabbi Kiva. Blakech Rabbi Ben Ashmoshes, again, the first question of Yishmol is Rabbi Kiva. That you, Rabbi Kiva, says there's no way you can keep an Eved Kenani without a Milam. I, the Pasuk says, Yinofesh Ben Amoscha. So what if Rabbi Kiva answered back? We're talking about you bought the Eved right before Shabbos. Blakech Rabbi Kiva, you didn't have enough time to make the Milam before Shabbos. That's the only case. So Gemara is, Lishani Lei, ho? Like, why didn't he answer this teretz? You know what the case is talking about? The pasuk where when you first bought the Eved Kenani, you made a condition that he'll never become a ger. That you're allowed to do. So Gemara says that's not a kasha. For the timeich, for l'shani lehach, like we said before, there's another teretz anyway. In a case where he did accept and then he changed his mind that you could hold him for 1 year, so why did Rabbi Kiva say that's on the pasuk? El, what Rabbi Kiva meant to say was chad mitrei at lost timey. Kiva's only saying one out of two or three answers. Like, really, there are three cases that you're allowed to hold on to a ger, an Eved Kenani that doesn't have a bris milah. Either with a case where you first bought him ben Ashmo, right before Shabbos, that's Rabbi Kiva's first teretz, or else in the case where first he agreed to become a ger, and then he changed his mind, you can work with him for 1 year. Or else we'll say now, in a case where when you first bought him, you spoke out clearly that he'll never become a ger, that's also alright. You can still hold on to him then also. Right, the Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, for Rabbi Amiv Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, that Akiloid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, they're all sitting in front of Akiloid by the side of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, by his bed, is V'yasv Yokarma, they're sitting and talking like this. Ir achas hoyse of Eretz Yisrael. There was one city in Eretz Yisrael. Fuloi rotsu yavdeh lomul. And the avodim there did not want to become a ger. They didn't want to make a bris milah to Rabbi Kenanis. For gilgulu imoy machneh masachodesh. And they worked with them for one complete year. And at the end of the year, they saw still they don't want to have a bris milah. They don't want to become a ger. For chosru amorchum lovu kachovim. They went then and sold him to a guy. So Mar says, Kaman, who does this go like? Ki hai tana, like this tana, the tana you've learned like this. Halakeach eved min oivik achovim. If you buy an eved off a guy, for l'rotsu lomul, and the guy, the eved did not want to make a bris milah, he did not want to become a ger, is megalgal imoy achnei mosachodish. You're allowed to work with this eved now for 12 months, for 1 year, to try and convince him to make a bris milah. Loimol, let's say at the end of the year, still he says no, then the locher is choyzeru moichul oivik achovim. You have to go and sell him now to another guy. You're not allowed to hold on to him anymore. But says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Ein meshoyin oisoi be'aretz Yisrael b'fnei hefzer tyrus." You should know you're not allowed to hold on to an Eved Kenani that does not make a ger, does not become a Jew in Eretz Yisrael because of hefzer tyrus. The Rashi says, "Shemetamu yasat trumois." We're afraid when he touches truma, we metamurit. Every guy has tuma. So when you have an Eved Kenani, if he makes a mila, becomes a ger, a Jew, he doesn't have tuma. He's like an isha. But if he remains a guy, he has tuma. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to keep him. A city near the borders. Is also ain mashinoi, so you can't keep an Eved Kenani there if he remains a guy. Cold liquor at all. Why? Shema Yishom Adover. Maybe like he'll hear. You're on the borders, you have to protect yourself. He'll hear what you plan to do. And he'll go and tell him the other side of the guy what you plan to do. So he'll give away what your plans, Therefore, you can't keep an Eved Kanani a goy if you live near the bound, near the borders. What says Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Benoi, Shirabi Gamliel Oimer? Mifneima, Gerim, Bezmanezem, Unim, Vyisurim. Unim, Vyisurim, Boyin Aleim. How come now Gerim are very low people and they have Yisurim, a lot of Yisurim pain come upon them? How come? So he answered back, Mifnei, Shaloi Kaimu, Sheva, Mitzvahs, Bnei Noach. About before when they were Goyim, they did not do the Sheva Mitzvahs. Therefore, now that they become a Jew, Hashem is paying them back. The Rashi says, a regular Goy, Hashem doesn't care about them. Hashem will give them the punishment in Gehenna. It will be worse for them. But now that he became a Jew, Hashem has Rachmanis on him. Therefore, Hashem pays him back his Zaynish on this world that he shouldn't have to have Gehenna. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Gershin is Garik Konshin Elodom. No, that's not the reason. Since he's Mizgayer, he's like a new person right now, he does not get punished for the Averis he did before. If so, Elam, if Neimam, Unin, how come they're so bad off now, the Gerim? Lefi Shein, Bekiim, but they do their mitzvahs. Because they don't know how to do the mitzvahs so well. Ki Yisrael, like a regular Yisrael. So that's why they're Munin. That's why they're like second class. Abachon and Noimer, Mishum, Rebelozer, why are they Munin, Lefi Shein, Oisin, Meyava? They don't do mitzvahs, machmas, love. Ella Meyira, they're only afraid. Rashi says, Meyiras, Gehenim, Vaparonius, Amur Aleim. Because they know about Gehenim or the punishments you told them they'll get, that's why they do mitzvahs. But not really machmas, Ava. So that's why the Gerim are not so well off now. Acherim, Oimrim, others say, Mifnei Sheshua, Atzmom, Likonis, Takas, Kant, Meshchina. Because they waited so long, they didn't become Gerim before. That's the Taina. Like once Weistash, you're a Ger, Mashmu, you're aiming to be a Jew, we have a Taina, you should have become a Jew earlier. And Amar Abavu of Item Rabbi Chanino, Mike, where's the Pasuk for this? He says in Rus, Yishalom Hashem Polecho, V'tim Askur Chachom, Shleima, Meyim Hashem L'kei Yisrael, Asher Bois Lach Sois. So Rashi says, Asher Bois means, Shemeyaharta V'loyichata, that you became fast to become a ger, for that you get a schus, Yishalom Hashem Polecho. Mashma, if you take your time, you don't become a ger right away, that's a bad thing, that's why they have punishments, that's why they're so bit off, because man is it.